It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. A few months ago, two big automakers warned that bankruptcy could put them out of business. Now both GM and Chrysler are moving closer to bankruptcy. And on this part of the program, we'll ask what the next steps could really mean. President Obama is pressing Chrysler to make an alliance with the Italian company Fiat. If it goes through, Chrysler stays in business for now and could get another $6 billion in government loans. But it does not guarantee that company's future. Here's Dustin Dwyer of Michigan Radio.
Fiat isn't well known in the U.S. It hasn't sold cars here in more than 20 years. But you may have seen one recently, albeit in animated form. There's an old Fiat 500 named Luigi in the Disney Pixar movie Cars.
I must scream into the world my excitement from the top of someplace very high.
Going forward, Fiat executives probably want to make sure Luigi isn't the first thing you think of when you hear their company's name. Their plan is to start selling Fiats in the U.S. And hey, Chrysler's got a whole bunch of plants they're barely using, so an alliance makes sense. But is it a good deal for Chrysler?
It's a good deal because it's the only deal.
That's Jean Jennings, the editor of Automobile Magazine. She says the main thing Chrysler would get out of a deal is survival. Without Fiat, she says Chrysler's gone. But with Fiat, Jennings says she sees some real opportunity.
I like the cars. They have technology, and it's a great symbiotic relationship.
It's important to note that this wouldn't be a merger. At least that's not the plan right now. Fiat and Chrysler would simply agree to share certain assets. Fiat would get access to Chrysler's plants and dealerships. Chrysler would get Fiat's expertise in small, fuel-efficient cars. But Fiat wouldn't pay Chrysler any money, nor would it take responsibility for any of Chrysler's debts. If the two companies are going to do the deal, they have to do it fast. Aaron Bragman is an auto industry analyst with the firm IHS Global Insight. He thinks the deal can get done before the Obama deadline.
It's not starting from Obama's speech. It's actually been in the works for quite some time. So I think that they will be able to announce a deal before the 30 days is up.
But there's another way to look at this. If the deal doesn't happen and Chrysler has to file for bankruptcy, it likely wouldn't be the kind of bankruptcy that companies survive. It would be the kind where a company is broken up and sold in pieces. And so if you're Fiat, what do you do?
You stand on the sidelines, wait for them to file, and then purchase the assets that you feel will enhance your ability to perform in the global marketplace.
That's the way Sheldon Stone sees it. He's a turnaround expert with Amherst Partners. Stone says Fiat could be better off if it lets Chrysler slip into bankruptcy and buys up the pieces at a discount. Even with a Fiat deal, Stone thinks Chrysler will still go into bankruptcy because, remember, Fiat isn't giving Chrysler any money or taking over its debts. In Stone's mind, Chrysler's practically gone already.
It becomes a matter of timing now when they're going to implement the filing, when they're going to actually file.
There is a risk for Fiat with that strategy. Typically, when a company is broken up by the bankruptcy courts, there's an auction for all the pieces. So Fiat could face some competition getting those U.S. plants that it wants. And Aaron Bragman of Global Insight says there's no good reason for Fiat not to do a deal.
If they come through now, sign a deal, don't put any money in, and then Chrysler does have to file for bankruptcy, there's really no risk to Fiat or any loss.
So whether there is a deal or there isn't a deal, the one consensus is that a Chrysler bankruptcy is more and more likely. That might mean the end for Chrysler. It could also mean the beginning for Fiat in the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Dustin Dwyer in Ann Arbor, Michigan.